yolk of the egg.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Boiled eggs.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water?
Softball.
Or you crack
them? Hardball.
You crack them?
Crack them open.
Uh-huh.
They're up. Soft.
Uh-huh. And the kind of meat you use to boil with greens?
Salt meat.
Uh-huh. And the kind of meat that you buy already sliced to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that part of meat?
Beef.
Uh-huh. Or of a hog?
Something like a hog. Roast.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear of a side of bacon or middle of bacon?
Side. No.
And the outside of the bacon that you cut off?
Fat.
Or is that
lean?
Huh?
Lean.
It's the skin of the animal?
The skin.
You call that the bacon?
Bacon skin.
Did you ever hear bacon rind?
Bacon?
Bacon rind?
No.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you say that it's?
It's spoiled.
What would you say about butter that was kept too long?
It's no good.
Uh-huh. You'd say it's turned?
Turned like molded.
Uh-huh. And milk that you let it sit and get thick, you call
it? Flabbered.
Huh?
Flabbered.
What can you make with that?
Cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. What's cottage cheese like?
Something like buttermilk.
Uh-huh. Is it smooth or lumpy?
Sound like lumpy.
Huh?
Lumpy.
Uh-huh. Any other kind of cheese that they make?
Cottage cheese and yellow cheese or something. No, they're talking about just the buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
Cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And buttermilk.
And the first thing you have to do after milking to get all the impurities out, you have to
skim it?
Or like you pour it through a fine cloth, you say you have to?
Oh, no.
What would you say you were doing? Say, you have little hairs and things in the milk?
Well, you had to strain it.
Uh-huh. And this is something kind of like a fruit pie. It's got several layers of maybe apples and strips of dough in it. You'd call that a?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what, did you ever hear of an apple cobbler or a deep apple pie or family?
Peach cobbler.
Uh-huh.
An apple cobbler.
Mm-hmm. And what inside parts of a hog do people eat?
The heart.
Uh-huh. What else?
And the coal.
And the what?
And the coal.
What's that?
That's the orange coal.
Huh?
Orange coal. The piece you take out and throw out away, like.
Uh-huh. That's on a?
On orange, but you say apple, huh?
Uh-huh. What about with the hog?
The seed?
No, with the hog that you?
The apple?
Uh-huh.
Hog.
Mm-hmm. And a person who kills and sells meat is called a?
What'd you say?
A person who kills and sells meat. You'd call him a?
Murder?
Or, no, he's like at the store. Someone who kills the meat and
grind it.
Uh-huh.
Grind it up. The hamburger.
Uh-huh. He would be, that person would be called a?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of butch?
A butcher?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the kind of meat that you buy, it's got, comes in little links.
Leek.
What else besides bacon can you eat for breakfast?
Oh.
What other kinds of meat?
I had sometimes Spain. Spain.
Uh-huh.
Fry that. Cut it up and slice it and then fry it. And I had that. And then sometimes I fix a little liver or something like that. Sometime.
What about something you buy at the store? It's made out of meat that's been ground up.
Or hamburger.
Or you can have it either in little links like this. Or you can make little patties with it.
Oh. Can't remember now.
Well, you could have bacon or ham or what else?
Bacon and ham and sausage.
Uh-huh. And you know, when people kill a pig, what parts inside do they eat?
The beef part.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder and the leg.
Mm-hmm.